Political solutions needed for terrorism, not military action, Fazlur Rahman. Maulana Fazlur Rahman, leader of Jamiat Ulama-e-Islam Fazl, JUIF, has called for addressing terrorism through political measures rather than military force. Speaking in the National Assembly, Rahman emphasized that blaming Afghanistan for Pakistan's security issues is misguided. He urged the government to focus on its responsibilities along the borders. Maulana Fazlur Rahman highlighted the recent attacks on Pakistan's military and institutions, stating that it is the parliament's duty to take these issues seriously. He cautioned that using force to resolve such conflicts could escalate tensions and jeopardize national security. He stressed upon the need for experienced political leaders to be at the forefront of resolving these challenges, rather than sidelining them in favor of less seasoned, more emotional figures. The JUIF chief advocated for empowering political leaders to manage these issues and criticized the government's approach of centralizing authority. He argued that political engagement is more effective than military intervention in addressing the country's complex problems. He also expressed concern over the situation in Balochistan, where unrest has reached a point where displaying the national flag and singing the national anthem have become contentious. He warned that if these issues are not properly managed, they could worsen, further destabilizing the region. In his remarks, the JUIF chief noted that Pakistan has become a battleground for proxy wars involving major international powers, complicating efforts to advance infrastructure projects like the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, CPEC. He called on the parliament and political leaders to engage directly with local issues to prevent further deterioration. Rahman also addressed the ongoing issue of missing persons, asserting that the government has a duty to inform families about the status of their relatives. He expressed concern that the actions taken in response to incidents like the army public school attack have eroded public trust, creating resentment that could persist for generations.